Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. All right. You want to find out who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Are you
going
to watch?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to Philly. I'm an Eagles fan. Go Birds.
You're what?
Go all Birds. Right,
she's going to
Philly? Wow. Go Birds. Yeah. I heard a chicken's picking the Super Bowl. I'm really excited
yeah.
for
yeah,
that.
That's what's about
I was
to happen.
I drove here excited for that.
Are you going to Philly to be in a bar or be with family?
Be with friends. Friends. My boyfriend's right. My fiance's right out of Philly. All of his friends are going to gather.
How long
watch
have you been engaged?
About a month. I just got engaged.
I was going to say, it's new because you just said boyfriend
right,
and you.
Right.
People it's yell at me. For,
still new.
But yeah,
he yells
it's
back.
Brand
right.
new.
Well, congratulations.
I paid a lot of money for
I
this.
I spent money.
Every morning. He's like, where's the ring? Whatever I forget. Where is it?
Yeah, not boyfriend.
Hey, what's the ring?
Just saying, finance, fiance, same word.
It's true.
Are you going to practice climbing light poles? And?
Yeah, no, I'm really excited.
Scaling bus stops?
It's not easy.
I watched the video from last week. They did the playoffs. It's intense, the
yeah,
fans.
It's pretty intense.
Yes, they are.
Yep.
Yes, they are.
But I'm excited for this chicken.
That's the thing. Right. I think Phil was asking in a polite way, are you one of those, like,
should
nutty
we be concerned?
Philly fans? That,
I'm old now. I'm 34. I want to be at home with my wine.
34 is old. Get
I'm old now, guys. My fiance's 26. He's young and lively. He
oh,
wants
wow.
range. Yeah.
Rare.
What'd you babysit for him?
I have to register as a sex partner now in my house.
Cool.
So,
yeah.
Yeah,
nice.
No.
Checking.
Good.
He's great.
Fun to know.
All right. Let's find out who's going
to
win the Super Bowl. Farmer Joe and his wife Ida on the phone from Farmer Joe's Garden.
Was that a chicken or his wife?
We were talking about them yesterday. They rent chickens and
yeah.
coops and everything you need.
Right.
I can hear them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
How are you doing? I'm here.
Good
you
morning.
Chickens?
You're
morning.
In the coop?
Actually, yes. I just got done feeding the chickens,
nice.
So I'm on the phone with you guys.
Awesome.
And you hear the roosters in the background.
Oh, it's a rooster. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the chickens don't make a lot of noise. It's just the roosters. They're telling me to stay away from their hens.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Huh? Yeah.
Typical guys. Get away
yep.
from her. Get away from her.
Oh, it's funny
I'll
how
peck
they're.
You. Yep.
They're very. We're
mm-hmm.
all similar, aren't we?
We are. We are.
Yep. Definitely.
Where's
up?
The ring?
Right.
Another dude shows up. Our
stay
chest,
away from my woman.
Our chest comes out. We start yelling. Hey! Hey!
Yeah, they oh, sound he's, aggressive.
He's ticked, yeah.
Yeah, I might have to walk a little bit further away.
You
I
may
don't
want
need to
yeah.
get too loud.
So, Joe, you have a box, and in the box, two logos, one of Kansas City, one of Philadelphia. You're going to put
mm-hmm.
the Pickin' Chicken. What's the Pickin' Chicken's name?
Betsy.
Betsy.
Betsy, the Pickin' Chicken.
I was thinking fresh.
Betsy's yeah. going in the box, and the first logo she poops on will be the prediction as the winner of the Super Bowl.
Very scientific, yes.
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 Very scientific.
Yes.
So I thought, how about when they poop on it? Isn't that one they don't like?
Yeah, no, that's the one they want.
We could do it that way. How do we want to do it?
Usually we do it, that's the one that wins.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Right.
Are we all in agreement with that before we go? Phil, what do you think?
Sure, yeah. I trust that he knows.
The one that gets pooped on is the winner.
The winner, yeah.
I think so.
Because the chicken, Betsy, is spending time
that's
on that
pick.
Logan.
That's
right.
the pick.
That logo.
Yes, you're
like,
worth,
here I am.
On,
you're
worth crapping
yeah,
on.
This is who I want to
if
be associated
the,
with.
The picking chicken, that's
right.
where it picks.
Yes. Right, that's how it
yeah.
picks.
Right. It
yep.
picked the poop.
So
right.
Okay. They're in the box, and she's on top of them. She's walking back and forth. So it might take a little bit, but at least they ate breakfast already. So
she gets nervous when people are watching.
Yeah, I can't
yeah.
shoot a gun in the air.
It's tough.
But normally it won't take long.
Okay.
I'm not good.
It's like peeking in. How you doing?
Right, give her,
pooping
give her,
in public.
Need a magazine.
Right, so a little privacy, please.
Yeah.
No, she's walking. She's walking on the Kansas City one.
Oh, cool.
I don't know.
Come on.
No, she's
Bombay.
Going over. She likes the picture of the bird. So we might be just because of the picture of the bird, she might be staying on the other one.
Right. She's thinking KC could be KFC.
She's like, oh, the eagle. This is another bird. Birds are birds. So we'll see.
Right.
But. Still back and forth.
My God, would you find a constipated one?
There's an intense.
No, it might take a couple minutes.
Pull the cork out.
I like the intense conversation going on in the background there, Joe.
Right. She's actually staying on the Kansas City one. She's back over to the Eagles. I think we got it. Eagles it is.
Eagles! Wow. Congratulations. Wow, this is great.
Bird picks a bird.
Right.
That's right.
They flock to the feather.
They stick together.
Right. So you're saying they're worth crapping on.
Something like that.
That's very funny.
Nice. Very proud, too. The same toilet paper.
Yeah, right. Okay, stop watching.
Now she wants her privacy. We got to put her back.
Add a paper. Stall two.
We're talking to Farmer Joe. He has a chicken farm there. Him and his wife.
That was Joe.
It's called Farmer Joe's Gardens. That was Ida.
Oh,
his wife.
Okay. She's really happy to be on the radio right now.
And they rent chickens. You still have some coops and chickens left?
Well, we have plenty of chickens left for rental. We also do hatch the chicken, which we let a lot of young people and a lot of schools like to see chickens being hatched, too.
Yeah.
So we do
cool.
both things.
That's cool.
When the little baby hatching chickens get old enough, then they end up being our rent-a-chicken.
Nice.
So it's a full circle.
Those are future rentals. Yes.
Yes, future rentals.
Nice.
Yes.
How much is it to rent a chicken? Just one chicken coop?
Yeah, that whole thing.
It varies so much because we have 50 different options. So you really have to just look at our website and kind of just.
Okay. What if I want to take a chicken out for a date, just one night only?
Right, exactly. Right,
just a one night.
Wine and dine.
Yeah. There are sometimes people only want them for a real short period of time because they just can't. So that's why there's so many different options. It's hard to go over them.
I'm off the HOV lane.
Yeah.
I got a pass right here.
What happens if someone rents a chicken and then a fox? What?
I was going to say it dies.
It dies.
Right.
Yeah. A fox eats it.
Our coops are very animal proof. I mean, we've even had bears go around them and couldn't get in.
Wow.
So we're pretty good. But yes, that does happen. But that's why we take care of it for you.
Okay. Do you have an insurance thing? Like, $8 extra in case the chicken dies? Like a rental car.
Yeah, there's
a policy. $5.95 added at the end.
Right. Yeah, if you bring this chicken back damaged
accidental
or dead.
Death. Yeah, let me just look up the chicken. Okay, no dents on it yet. A little violation over here, but okay.
No, it does happen. That's why we're here to help all the way. Whatever happens, and we come and help you guys.
So, Farmer Joe, this whole increase in egg prices, is this some kind of a weird conspiracy?
I don't think so. Everything has gone up. The trucking for everything, the food.
Right.
Well, the avian flu wiped out a lot of birds. That's why, from what I understand.
Did that fire in 40,000 chickens in Basra died? Did that have an effect on Connecticut pricing?
I don't know on the egg side because we have our own chicken, but I know on my side the cost of the food I feed these chickens have doubled in the last year.
Wow.
So that goes something. That money's got to come somewhere, you know? So when you sell the eggs, that's where it comes from, you know?
Little nest eggs, yep.
Yes.
All right, Farmer Joe, thank you so much.
Little golden nuggets I have. And think about also, you want to call it, what other kind of pet you can have in your backyard that actually feeds you breakfast?
Seriously, right?
True.
Right? Yeah, you had a pig, it only happens once.
But it's
some lunch out of it too.
It's a one and done.
Yeah, it's like, it didn't work out that way, did it?
Yeah.
Now I lost the pig now. Great.
Yeah.
All right, Farmer Joe, thank you so much for coming out. We're linked up to all your stuff on the radio station
and
website.
Thank you, Betsy.
And we'll have videos soon of picking Chicken Betsy.
Right.
Picking the Eagles
Must
to win
TV.
The Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like having a drunk friend in the background, isn't it?
Thank you very much.
It's that friend like, woo-hoo!
It's like actually having Eagles fans behind you. Hey, relax. They win yet.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Right. Thank you. What a fun place.
Yeah, they sound like good. You know, there's something about farmers. They're just great people.
Awesome.
They're easygoing, hardworking people.
Yep.
Love nature, love animals.
Bring a dirt bike.
Love to
property.
Eat animals.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you a meat eater, Aisha?
I do. I love meat.
Yeah.
Carnivore. Carnivore.
Good.
Yep.
Yeah. Aisha.
Still tell the
Aisha.
Karate chop.
Chop. Aisha.
Hassan Chop.
Are you from Philadelphia?
No, my fiance is. I've been born and raised Connecticut.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
I grew up in Suffield, you know, on the little notch. And then I live in East Hartford now.
Ah, oh, the notch.
Yeah.
Isn't that a weird notch? Do we know the history of that?
No.
Can
I
you
don't.
Look that up? I think
she grew up there.
I think we talked about that once. There was the dispute with Massachusetts.
Right.
It's like, no, we own this little notch right here.
Right.
And we weren't willing to go to war over that notch.
No. The notch war, yeah.
Yeah, and then Southwick, Massachusetts got it. Like, oh.
Yeah. Like, what?
Hmm. It's okay.
Wow, that's way up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right there.
Yeah.
But now she's
so I'm surprised you're not like, are you a Patriots fan and all that?
My parents lived in Aurora. My brother was born in Colorado, so we're actually designated Broncos fans, unfortunately, this season. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you had a good run with
Peyton.
You know, Peyton, Elway.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Elway.
How do you get into comedy?
I obviously am naturally funny. I started doing improv at CT Improv in Hartford.
CT, we've been there.
We've been there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It was brutal for us.
Oh. Why?
Well, AJ's a natural. Then the rest of us are like, okay, yes and.
Right.
The yes and.
Just yes and. And, yeah.
Yes and.
You end up all day.
Right. You end up in a strange situation with Alan where you were driving a car with an ape.
Oh, I was?
Yeah.
Who was the ape, Alan?
Yeah. And okay. He was like, but I'm not an ape. And they were like, no, you can't say no. It's yes and.
Yes.
And then you guys were struggling with it so much.
That was brutal.
Yep.
It was great to watch.
I was like, I know we're bonding here, but right. Do I have to bond and be in pain at the same time?
We threw feces.
Can we just go
cool.
And eat?
I remember you both walked away in opposite directions.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
I
yes,
love Alan, just not in that moment.
You're like, sure I just wanted a monkey in the car, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he was right. Being an ape.
Yeah. Okay, the show is officially over. I'd just like to make that announcement right now. Today is our actual 20th anniversary.
Yes, woo! It is.
Yeah, it was February 10th, 2003, that AJ and I did our first morning show here.
Yep.
And I just want to thank everybody for giving us a chance.
Not
for
killing us.
Listening over the years.
Yes.
For forgiving us for making the zillions of mistakes we've made and saying stupid things.
And we'll continue to.
But like family,
yes.
You kind of look over the flaws and you celebrate the person, and you guys have done that. And there's no show without you. And
absolutely.
You always turn up big when we do something to help the community. And I always think that the jokes and the silliness is a way to get you to listen so we can help people.
Right.
I think our job one here is just helping people in this community.
Yep.
Thank you for a great 20 years. And thanks to everyone who made it possible along the way. Long trek for me to be a 13-year-old kid whose mom was on welfare to get to be on the radio station I grew up listening to.
Yep.
I think about it every day when I walk in this building.
This is the best work release I ever had.
Thank you. And the reason why the show is over is because Dave from Riverview Bistro just showed up.
Yes, he did.
With a ton of food.
Oh my God.
We're going to start eating. And I don't care what happens after this.
Right.
I just want you to know.
Right.
Now, our official anniversary show will be Monday.
Right.
This is the warm-up band to that headliner.
Right. This is the pre-gaming.
That's right.
Right.
Ayesha.
Yes.
May is in studio. And what a good day for you to show up.
I know. It smells really good in here, guys. Holy shit.
And it's going to get better.
Holy crap. Holy crap.
Holy guacamole, holy crap. Guys. What?
I just hit the dump button. So we're good.
Yep, we're good.
Yeah. She said, holy yes.
Right.
It's funny because her first, when she walked in, sat down, we introduced each other, and she said, my goal today is not to say the F word on the air.
She didn't.
She's still living up to it.
Goal intact.
She didn't.
I run very filthy good. Comedy, so I'm just
she moved further
person.
Down the alphabet.
Yes.
Yeah. We brought in food, and you got comfortable. That's
she
what
did.
I
she did. Next, yeah.
Right at home.
Next, I say, pull my finger. Watch this.
All right. There's a game being played this weekend that everyone's very focused on.
Yes.
And it involves puppy. It's the Puppy Bowl.
Puppy Bowl's awesome.
Tyler, my nephew. You're my nephew, right? You're married to my niece. That would be nephew? Or you're...
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I think that counts.
Nephew-in-law.
Your puppy Bear is in the Puppy Bowl.
Cool.
That's right. But he'll be on as Maverick, though.
Nice.
Because that was his adopted name.
Maverick.
Oh.
There.
Cool name.
A little Top Gun right there.
Maverick.
Okay, and do they say what town you're from? Well, first of all, how does this all start? How do you get into the Puppy Bowl?
So we didn't get to decide. He was picked by Dog Star Rescue. That's the organization where we rescued him from. Great organization, by the way, in Bloomfield. So a part of the condition of adopting him back in August was that he might be selected for the Puppy Bowl. It wasn't a guarantee. And so we just had to basically agree to that and say, okay, if he does get picked, you can't say, nope, we're out. You know, it's
part of the deal.
Yes.
Part of the deal.
What kind of dog is he?
And we were excited about it.
What kind of dog is he?
So we did a DNA test, and he is mostly Shepherd, a little bit of Pit.
Nice.
Very fluffy.
Oh, you want that on the field. Yeah, this is defense.
He's carrying the poodles down the field.
This is defense, yeah. Man. Nice.
He's an actual bear. He's huge.
Good.
And you can't tell us how he did or what happened?
Honestly, I don't know. So we weren't there. A guy comes like in the middle of the night, takes him away.
Like Santa?
Wow. Leaves him somewhere.
The reverse Santa. He doesn't leave presents. He takes it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then it's all hush-hush. So we'll be finding out, you know, on Sunday, just like everyone else.
Wow. What channel is it on? What time is it on?
It's on Animal Planet from 1 to 4. I think between 1 and 2, it's a pregame, and then the actual Puppy Bowl is from 2 to 4.
Yeah, they do pregame. They do Puppy Bowl and Kitten Bowl, and then they get the actual game.
Right.
If I'm mistaken. I watched it last year.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's fun to watch. I mean, they're not really playing a game. They're just kind of running
cute
around.
Animals.
Yeah. They're just adorable. You still sound like, oh, there's the ball going on. You know?
Oh, he's so cute.
You freak out, you know?
Oh. Oh, yeah, bear.
They do like pictures of the dogs with the stats.
Right.
Oh, so you looked up the website. That's from the website. That's not the picture Linda, my niece, sent me.
Okay.
Is that, who is that? Ruth? That's Maverick.
That's
from
Maverick.
The website?
Wow.
Right. He's under the name Maverick for the Puppy Bowl.
Right. Oh, wow.
Right.
Very cute.
That's cool.
By the way, it's a lot of dogs. It's not like, oh, there's 10 or whatever. It's a lot of dogs.
Oh, yeah. They're all over the place. They're like running in different directions.
Yeah.
They're going after toys.
What are they supposed to do?
One drags its butt across the field.
Pumping on the field, right?
Right.
That's what I want to see, the outtakes of Puppy Bowl.
Right.
The butt sniffing.
Right. The oops, I pooped on the field.
Yeah.
On
a big turd
line.
On the field.
Right.
So that's why they have so many dogs. They have multiple, quote, fields. And if there's a fight or if there's an accident and, like, everybody's rolling around
they
in it.
Cut to a different
cut
field.
Cut to field two.
Right.
Right. I want to see field one.
Exactly right. I want to see the whole thing.
It's just puppies being puppies. There's no goal here, right? There's no like scoring
that's
system.
It?
Yeah.
They're just running haphazard, grabbing
they just
toys.
They dump toys and then they just let the puppies run around.
Well, if they go.
Oh, that's wild.
It's fun. It's fun.
That's wild. Well, good luck.
Yeah.
So there's no winner. There's no loser.
They're all winners.
They're all winners.
They're all winners. We're all puppies.
Oh, that's great.
My money's on Maverick, though. If there's a way to bet on it, my money's on Maverick.
You're not supposed to bet on it.
All right, Tyler, good luck. We'll be watching.
They gave some of the dogs great names. This one is Talon Hurts instead of Jalen.
Is there one called Mahumps? This one's on my leg, Mahumps.
What are some of the other names?
Tom Barkey.
Tom Barkey.
Yeah.
Tom Barkey. Is that supposed to be Brady?
I guess. Right. Yeah.
Did he retire already?
There's a Ziggy. There's a Munchkin.
Munchkin.
There's a Schnitzel.
Yeah, you can see that in the field.
There's a Sugar Lump.
You're going to see that on the field as well.
Yes. There's a pierogi, a pickle, peanuts.
Food names.
Yeah. A Nugget. Oh, Nugget.
Yeah, how many nuggets you want to field?
I love Maverick. That's a cool name.
It's an awesome name.
There's Moose. There's Moo Cow.
Moo Cow.
Moo Cow.
Moo Cow.
Marmalade.
Is it a lady?
Manchego. Wow. Yeah, they went nuts on the names. Cocoa Bean.
Cocoa Bean. There's no like Mr. Puddin' Pops. Ooh. Who's the big boy?
Josh.
Who's the
big boy? Allen Hound.
Josh Allen Hound.
Instead of Josh Allen, yeah.
Gotcha.
Jimmy Kibble.
Ha.
Yeah. Gumdrop.
Okay, they're bringing
that's fun. Yeah. That's cool.
Ends of the name portion right there.
All right, we'll be watching. Tyler, thank you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Go Maverick Bear.
Go Maverick.
Go Bear.
Go Maverick. Maverick Bear.
Yeah, you know, I've heard about this puppy bowl, you know, for decades or whatever. I don't know how long they've been doing it. Yeah. But my niece called me and said, guess who's going to be in puppy bowl?
It's a thing. Yeah. It is.
That's awesome. Cool. So you know an athlete.
Dave from Riverview Bistro is here with a wow.
He brought everything.
Brought everything.
He brought everything. I mean, everything.
Thank you.
That will fit in one vehicle? Yeah.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
I worked off AJ's list.
Oh.
So I got everything except the hummus and the nachos, because nachos don't travel all that
okay. well. Okay. Nobody wants hummus.
I like hummus.
I kind of like hummus.
I like hummus.
Okay. I knew
sorry.
It would be the one, yes. There's other stuff to eat here, though, so you're good.
All right, so besides the food, AJ, we have a little surprise for you.
Oh, no. What happened?
Kevin from McDermott's on. Good morning.
Yes. Morning, guys.
Hi.
Just celebrating already. It's been a long weekend.
Yeah, we're celebrating all weekend. It starts now, we go all weekend, and then we do it again on Monday.
Yes.
That's awesome. I can't compete with the puppy ball, though. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you could.
Yeah.
I think you could. Throw on a jacket, run on the field. We'll see. Look at him go.
That'd be great. Just one Kevin out there on, like, field 7.
Right. We're going to call you Bronco.
My little cousin has a 2-year-old named Maverick.
Nice.
It's an awesome name.
It is a great name.
It is cool.
It's the name of a great movie, by the way, too.
Yeah, exactly right. He'll be a Top Gun, no doubt.
Yeah. Kevin McDermott, Chevrolet.
With the inverted, because I was inverted onesie when he was born.
Who? What? What happened now?
His name is Maverick.
I said the onesie. It said, because I was inverted.
That's from a line from the original movie.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You freaked me out for a second there. Look what happened.
I'm sorry. There's meatballs in here. I'm really distracted.
That's it. Yeah. Right. To be fair, we were warned. The show's over.
Yeah. Yeah. Kevin with me.
So, AJ, today's the day. You're going to celebrate on Monday, and today's the actual anniversary. You needed something to show up in style on Monday. So, I don't know if you looked out the window yet.
Go walk over to the window. Dave, can you pull that chain?
I see a bulldozer.
No.
Look left.
Oh, no.
He's the bulldozer.
Are you effing kidding me? I get to borrow that?
Yes.
There is a red Corvette convertible outside. Oh, my God. Why did they give it back? Oh, my God. It's a big piece of candy. Oh, I am so going to drive around today.
Is the top down? I think it is.
The top is down, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Perfect day for it, too.
Oh, my God.
It is perfect.
That is so freaking
cool. It's like
going
to be in the 50s.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's so freaking cool. I don't want to stop looking.
You got a beautiful weekend.
I don't want to stop looking.
AJ, we'll turn around. We're trying to hand you something.
Turn around.
What? Oh!
The key.
I guess I need these, right? Thank you.
We're tapping his shoulder, Ruth.
Oh, my God.
He's trying to give him the keys. He would not turn around.
He wouldn't turn around. He's like, don't bug me now.
I'm like, why is someone tapping his shoulder?
Don't ruin my moment.
Oh, the show is over.
This is so cool.
The car, the show is over.
Oh, this is so cool.
Wait, you see what the key is actually for. No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks for ruining it.
What kind of vet is that?
A beautiful one.
A C8 convertible, all red, bright red.
Oof.
The top's down already, AJ, so if you need to put it up, you're going to have to call me. I'll walk you through it.
Okay, I'll figure it out.
Simple, but it took me a little while to find the button the first time.
Oh, my God, I am so going for a ride today. I don't know where I'm going. I'm glad I went food shopping yesterday.
Well, when we get out of here, right? I'll drive you home so you can drop the truck off.
Yes.
And then I'll drive you back here so you can get the vet.
Oh, Frank, look out. The Subaru almost hit it. Get it!
It wasn't even close.
Okay, just kidding. Oh, my God. Kevin, thank you so much. When do I have to have it back?
You're
enjoy it. Oh,
I'm
so going to enjoy
this. He drives off in the sunset. We never see him again.
So cool. It's like this food.
Some people
want
to put you up in the sky in big buckets. I like to put you on the ground in a nice low car.
Thank you very much.
That is great.
Thank you. Awesome.
It makes going the bucket still not worthwhile.
Yeah, nobody had a better seat to AJ's torture than Kevin.
My heart still has not gotten back to the right rhythm.
You got to hear every single scream.
Yes, you did.
AJ was hoisted in the K&J bucket truck. What was it, 60 or 70 feet?
75 feet.
75 feet.
75
in the air.
Feet.
in the McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven parking lot.
Right, which is a wonderful
and
place.
You just think about the glass and the, what's going on in the office. They're in there. You're outside. Doors are closed.
Help!
They could hear you screaming.
Help! Oh, my God.
Help! Go down!
Yes, they heard me in the Chevrolet and the Lexus portion. Yes, they did. They heard me in West Haven.
The techs were saying, I can't hear my power drill. Can you shut up?
Son of a bitch, I swear to God. I'm going to kill every one of you.
That was me. Yes.
Bring this down.
What's up?
Bring this down now.
He's more comfortable 2 feet off the ground at a high rate of speed than.
Yes, I am.
That's right.
Yeah, I had to fly low.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so freaking cool.
Kevin,
oh
you're
God.
The best, man.
Yeah, you really
your
are.
Your dealership, you know how to run a dealership,
yeah.
I'll tell you that.
And I promise I'll bring it back in nice condition.
In October.
You may want to clean the seat, though.
You got to take a report on where you go. We're going to track you anyway. Okay. We'll know where you go, what you do.
Yeah, OnStar's watching me the entire time. I'm watching you.
You'll hear Kevin's voice coming through the speaker.
The
oh,
Kevin, thank you, man.
I'll be a good boy.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Thank you.
Monday. I think you guys are doing an amazing job. You're in your prime at 20 years. That's
right.
Unheard of.
That's right.
Yeah, next year we could drink. We'll be 21.
I'm like, we can.
Thank you, brother.
Then the party really starts.
That's the one the party starts.
Oh,
thank
so
you, Kevin.
Cool.
Damn. The time again.
Do we have to do
time again?
Because I know I had a good week.
Yes.
I think we all did. This
We all did. He had a couple.
Yeah.
It's got to be a balance.
I always do.
It's got to be the placement of the moon.
It must be. Okay. You know what? From now on, that's my excuse. Damn moon!
It did something to my brain.
And your tongue.
All right. What would it sound like if two guys played football without wearing helmets? Here's the Flubble montage.
Everyone makes mistakes. Chaz and AJ make a lot.
What the?
The Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven Flubble montage.
Okay.
Should AJ run for mayor of Milford? Never mind the slogan part, but just what should AJ run for Milford mayor?
I think being a clear communicator is important.
Right. Well, no. So I kept on going. I'm like, that other part we don't need right now.
Yeah, I love the explanation.
Yep.
It still doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. It just,
the other part we don't need right now.
But
the whole part where I screwed it up,
right.
We don't need that part.
Just ignore those
which
words.
Makes me perfect for a politician. Something happened, and I'm like saying, no, we don't need that.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like you just got hit in the head with a 2x4.
Probably.
Okay.
I wish I did. From Mayor Milford.
So right before, it's like, bonk!
Right. Frying pan, bing.
AJ, you okay?
Should AJ run for mayor of Milford?
Okay.
Should AJ run for mayor of Milford? Never mind the slogan part, which is what should AJ run for Milford mayor?
Stroke test.
Right. I'll make life interesting.
You were excited, though, because the poll was favorable for you.
Right.
And you just wanted to get to that information.
Right. I read stuff that didn't apply to it. I just read it all. I just cold read verbatim the whole nine yards. Yep.
Yeah,
right. I kept on going. I'm like, that other part we don't need right now.
Yeah.
Right, that's attempt to explain that part.
Flubble number one of our
clip
top
one?
Five flubbles.
Right.
Here's clip two.
Channel 3 Bill of Associates Public Insurance Adjuster's early warning letter had a statewide chill warning and an advisory into Saturday. I don't know, I'm Jimmy Stewart for a second there.
This traffic report is brought to you by Compassion International. Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports.
Nice. Tough.
Nice. Very rare. It's like seeing a unicorn.
Right. No.
Or Phil Flubbles.
Right. It does bring a lot of joy to AJ.
It does.
Right? So you can understand a little bit how we feel.
It's like Christmas.
Yeah.
It's the first thing I do. If I hear Phil Flubble, I look right for AJ's face. Big smile.
Always big smile.
It's like the sun has shined on AJ.
Oh, a lovely day.
Flubble number three.
Number three.
Why are you making your own juice, bro?
See, you're getting mad at us.
Oh, don't
good, care. Good, good, good. It's noticeable.
That looks like snow.
It's noticeable.
I don't know if that's a flubble.
Love that clip.
That's rage.
That's just rage, dude.
Oh, my God. And it got worse.
Yep.
I like how he said good. the first three times, like, no, that's not loud enough. So the fourth one, he just comes over the top with it.
Oh, don't
good, 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 good.
That was me trying to calm myself down.
Ruth didn't want to work.
Ruth was in their video, making a video, and she almost jumped in Pat's lap. She was afraid.
Good.
You were safe.
If you watch the video, I'm slowly backing up, and it's getting louder and louder.
She did ask me after the show. She's like, "Do you think he was really mad?" I was like, "Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah."
Oh, yeah, no, it's genuine. Yeah.
Oh no, that's
no. You were safe.
No, when he's angry, it's never faked.
Yeah, no, it's real.
She's like, "Cause I followed him to the kitchen, and I realized like halfway there, oh, I could be in danger."
And then I go, "No, you were safe." Then I go to the kitchen, and I go to put juice into that stupid bottle, and the freaking thing, I go to put.
All
it,
right, so back to the
it
football.
It just shot
montage.
Everywhere on the floor.
Clip number four.
Clip number four.
Photojournalist Chad Anderson's going to tell us how Willie Nelson saved
Nelson.
His life. I have a feeling that's the football today.
First of all, Willie Neeson.
You know,
Neeson.
Then Willie Nelson.
Nelson.
Nelson. I do, and I'm Willie Nelson.
I like that dialect.
Direct. Willie's like, wow, I smoked. You got stoned.
I don't know how I could screw up such an easy.
It is one of the easiest names. Yeah, it's like
Smith or Jones.
It's not ethnic. It's just yeah.
Nelson.
Yeah.
Photojournalist Chad Anderson's going to tell us how Willie Nelson.
Willie Neeson. Willie Nelson. How you doing? I'm Willie Nelson. How you been? Good, Willie Nelson.
I was known for weed, and I sound like I'm on weed.
Yes, you do.
Wow.
On the pod
again.
Oh,
man.
Yep.
That was one of those, everybody was on board like without communicating. Everybody was just like, no one say anything.
Right.
Just let it happen.
Just let it roll.
Let this roll.
Let it ride.
Number five.
Last clip of the week.
I had some free time this week, so I watched a lot of movies.
Ah, okay.
Recovering from surgery. Yep. Recovering from surgery. I'll see you Friday.
Yes.
He's like, no, I'll just see you Friday.
You missed some syllables in that sentence.
You think?
Sure. Recuper surgery.
Yeah, I had no idea, really.
Ah, okay.
Recovering from surgery.
Recoup of urgery.
Yep.
Recoup of urgery. That's another AJ slogan.
I have some urgery right now.
Every day is a day. Yeah. I have to recoup from urgery.
Every day is a day.
Is that brain urgery you're recovering from?
Every day is a day.
Get your money back.
Yep.
Ah, okay.
Recoup from urgery. Yep.
Yep. Okay.
My face getting hot. I think I'm blushing.
All right. Congratulations to all of us.
Yay.
Thank you to Willie Nelson.
Right. Willie Nelson.
Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
Okay. So the Super Bowl's this weekend. Here are my top, or whatever, the big game. I don't want to get sued.
No.
I think it's okay to say Super Bowl when we're not selling anything, right?
Right. I have no
if
idea.
If you're not hosting a party in a bar, you're fine.
Okay. So.
I'm not the person to ask.
Right. So, Super Bowl. Here are my top five thoughts. Okay, number five. A lot of talk about Super Bowl snacks. But I like the idea of Super Bowl being a feast. This is an easy event to set up a five-course meal.
Hmm.
So every quarter and the halftime, you have a different thing. Now, it would be all junk. It would be, you know, nothing
right.
fancy.
Right.
So if you break it down like this. So quarter one, out of the gate, we start with Cheez-Its, Ruffles, Doritos, if you're into that. I hate Doritos, but, you know, people are into it.
It starts right when the quarter starts?
Yeah, so the anthem ends.
Kickoff.
They do the kickoff starts.
Right.
And then I'm there with Cheez-Its.
Out comes the Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its, Ruffles, Doritos.
Right.
And nachos.
There's okay. the ceremonial opening of the bag.
Right, exactly.
Kickoff.
They go everywhere.
So second quarter starts, and second quarter is really the time for the heavy cheese. So it's charcuterie board kind of all the way up, like all those meats. All those cheeses.
That's how you pronounce it?
Yeah, and plus, no idea. Plus
a little bit healthier, a little bit heavier.
Right.
Yeah, heavy.
No, at this point, your left arm is starting to go numb.
Right,
from the
heart.
Chips?
From the chips, all the salt, and now you're putting fatty meats in there.
Sodium right into cholesterol.
Exactly right. Like what's third? Death?
Definitely beer.
Don't forget, no, halftime.
Okay.
Halftime, you get the air fryer cranked up. So that's mozzarella sticks, potato skins in the air fryer.
Okay.
So that's what you're eating at halftime during that performance.
What are you dipping the potato skins in?
I like a whole bunch of sour cream.
Okay, at this point, the left
sounds
ventricle...
like sour cream with some potato skin pieces.
Right. Yeah. What do you serve with this, stints?
The potato skin is sort of a delivery operation for the sour cream.
It's your spoon, basically, right. So right now, half your heart is dead.
That is the right option, though. Sour cream is definitely the way to go there. Yeah.
Now, third quarter is dinner. So in the third quarter, that's when you have pizza and wings. That's easy. So it's dinner time in the third quarter.
That's the healthy part of the meal.
No, what I like about the strategy is you don't have to buy a lot of that for people because they're stuffed by the time it comes out.
Right.
Like, I only need one pizza.
Right. So a lot of leftovers.
And then it's the fourth quarter, and you end it with chipwiches all around. I don't know if you guys are fans of chipwiches. Chocolate chip cookie, ice cream in the middle, chocolate chip cookie in the bottom. It's like it's a sandwich.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, that was so good.
Who says no to the Super Bowl feast? No one. Well, I guess people with heart conditions. But besides them, I think it's perfect.
Well, it's actually thanks to you, gave them the heart condition.
Right. Here's the only problem. The first quarter is when everyone arrives hungry.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And all they have is chips for... The quarter's 15 minutes, but that's going to go with all the commercials.
They stuff their faces.
Yeah, that's the inherent flaw here.
Right. 45 minutes. Right. That's a long time to go with those chips.
And then there's that charcuterie board just sitting there taunting them.
Sweating. They sweat after a while.
Oh, God, yeah, sweaty cheese.
It's like when I eat deli turkey 5 days after I buy it.
Slimy.
When you can see through it.
Not great.
Yeah, no.
Okay, number four. Much like last week at the Grammys, get excited for AJ's Facebook page on Sunday. Please, for me, post, what did you think of the halftime show?
Oh.
Do you know who's performing?
Who's performing?
It's Rihanna.
There you go.
Very nice.
Here are the responses. Remember when they had awesome rock bands? Why doesn't Metallica play? Who's Rihanna? She's not even singing. Where's Iron Maiden? Rihanna has 10 hits. She's worth $1 billion. I think she will be excellent. And everybody will be mad on your Facebook. Remember when The Boss played? That was cool.
To be fair to AJ here, that billion is not all from music.
Right, exactly. No, it's like makeup and stuff.
Yeah, that's 10 hits.
Right, her singing is the worst part.
10 hits. That's what the Facebook page goes. She's not even singing.
Right, the old lip sync, yep.
Yeah, remember when The Who played?
Right, remember when the Patriots used to win, too?
The Who was tough.
Yeah.
The Who wasn't even that good.
They weren't good. Springsteen was great.
He was great.
I hate to say it, Bono was excellent.
Yeah. They were awesome.
Yep. That's a and top Prince. Three Super Bowl show of all
yep.
time.
Yeah, I agree.
Chicken fingers down. Step away from the chicken finger. Yeah, put the chicken finger down. Yep.
Yeah.
Back away from the guacamole.
That was it. Yep. Put the chicken fingers down.
Number three. I don't care about either of these teams.
Okay.
So let's decide who should win based on the famous food of their area. So Kansas City has the best barbecue restaurant I've ever been to. It's called Joe's. It's in the back of a gas station. It's out of this world, and it's not just the barbecue. The fries would make you want to kill a man.
Really?
Yes. If I could get those fries at a moment's notice, hot and fresh, I'd cut two of my toes off. It's that great. You die.
You can just pay with money.
No, this sounds like a stunt or stupid.
So I'm not doing it right now. Joe's fries, and all of a sudden they're here hot and fresh.
Right.
Two toes immediately. It's so great. And I'll never go back there.
Right.
I'll never be in Kansas City again, ever.
Well, you never know.
You keep going with the foods you mentioned earlier. You don't have to cut those off. They're just coming off.
Right. Yeah, diabetes will have them.
They're going to fall off naturally.
Philly, of course, known for cheesesteaks. I love cheesesteaks. Jim's on South Street's my favorite, but I've been to like 15 different ones. But I will tell you, there is nothing better than that KC barbecue place.
KC's winning because of the food.
Yeah, like cheesesteaks, you can get good cheesesteaks
anywhere
around here, but that barbecue in Kansas City, ugh.
That only happens once, one place. Gas station, your toes.
Right. Gas station, toes. Nice. That's the takeaway.
The whole thing.
Number two, they've wrecked the Super Bowl commercials. When I was young and chubby, and I didn't care about sports. I was just like a chubby loser.
Right.
I cared about the commercials, and now they release them all ahead of time.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
It's why frustrating.
Why do they do that?
Yeah.
Though?
Why do you do that?
Because they get all the free plays.
And to get viral.
That shows like us will play it and talk about it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I shouldn't know the Breaking Bad guys are going to be doing stuff, you know? Like, that should just be a surprise.
Or that Ozzy's in a commercial.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Ben Affleck's doing a Dunks commercial. Like, I don't want to know that. I want to see it that day and be like, ooh.
I'm surprised, huh?
Right.
If they were smart, they would retool the Ben Affleck commercial to have him at the Grammys looking miserable.
Yeah, right.
And then they put a coffee in front of him, and now he's happy.
Right. This is what I'm talking about.
Because he nailed that look pretty good.
He did. But like I always say, like everything should be like 1994. This is a great example of things should be like 1994. Do not release these commercials ahead of
100%
time.
100% agree on that.
I am with you.
And number one, my real prediction. Patrick Mahomes gets hurt and never plays again. No, I'm kidding. I know.
Everybody will you say Mahomes. That every time he's
in. We love Patrick Mahomes. They're a dynasty now. I want the Eagles. I want the Eagles by a whole lot, but I think it's going to be close, and I think I doze off somewhere between the Wings and the Chipwiches in the like late third quarter.
Well, you ate a lot. So
I would be very full at that
you
point.
You would.
Waking up to a Chipwich is not a bad way to wake up.
No. On the couch, no. And it's stuck to me.
Right. You know, it's all melted. You have, right. You have one chip on your forehead.
And where are my toes?
Right. Who
that
took these? I was kidding.
Is my top five Super Bowl predictions.
Thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.